truth and reality do not matter. Okay, check. By the way, read my Substack from yesterday on this very subject, but not related to the murders, because I didn't know that they were being committed while I was writing. As a matter of fact, until I got, I didn't even know that it had happened until I got home and I got on Signal. Truth and reality do not matter. True, correct. That's correct. Those are major, major errors. They must be corrected. The only thing that matters is that each and every single person's point of view is validated as right. Again, correct. Except those which say, no, your worldview is wrong and against the elites. This is what social media has done. You know, Biden out there railing against the guns and who in God's name? Dude, stop invoking God. If you're not in a state of grace, stop invoking God and calling thunder down when you won't even obey him. You disobey him every Sunday, Joe. Every time you're given the chance to say, you know, maybe abortion is at the root of this callous disregard for life. No, Joe, it's not a maybe, it is. There's no maybe to it. It is. We live in a cult of death. You should expect people to die and be killed. And you should expect young people to be raised, go like, my life doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter what gender I'm born now. God has no rules and no rights. I can do whatever the hell I want. You know what I feel like doing today? Making a bunch of people suffer because I'm suffering and I don't have enough of insert material, corporeal need here. You cannot expect to murder 60 million, 63 million now, babies in utero and it not have a cumulative effect on the people, on the morals of the people who now aver that they have the right to continue and to murder another 63 million. That's what those angry, ugly women and all the fag hag, faggot enabler men that are yelling and screaming with them, if you take Roe down, we're gonna... No, you're not. No, you're not. And if you do that, you're gonna do it in your own little country because you're not gonna do it in this one. That's what we should be saying. That's what we should be praying. Lex orandi, lex credendi, lex vivendi. And we ought to freaking mean it. So look, Maggie was playing during the timeout. I only heard 10 seconds of it. Of something, who was he talking to, Denzel? Some reporter was asking something unrelated to Denzel Washington. As you know, yeah, I'm a fanboy. He, as I was telling Maggie, I said, well, you know, good things come out of the mouths of good men. You should expect when Denzel's in front of a microphone, he's probably going to say something that's worthy of listening to, okay? I hope that that's me, that I try to be a good man, and good things might come out of my mouth. So here's Denzel on social. Now, this is a very fine point here, but on the effect of I gotta know now, I gotta be best, and I gotta be at the top now, not later, now.
Buzz about this fake news. You were the subject of a fake news story.
Oh yeah, what'd they say? I was running for president. No, no, I voted. No, what'd they say?
You switched your support.
I switched. Yeah.
What do you make of all the fake news that it affects?
If you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you do read it, you're misinformed.
So what do you do?
That's Mark Twain, by the way.
What is the long-term effect of too much information? One of the effects is the need to be first, not even to be true anymore. So what a responsibility you all have to tell the truth, not just to be first, but to tell the truth. We live in a society now where it's just first. Who cares? Get it out there. We don't care who it hurts. We don't care who we destroy. We don't care if it's true. Just say it. Sell it. Anything you practice, you'll get good at, including BS.
Hold on.
Anything you practice, you'll get good at, including BS. You might have said, Denzel, anything you practice, you'll get good at, including lying. Anything you practice, you'll get good at, including killing babies. including telling people they should go out and kill their children. Anything you practice, you'll get good at, including contracepting away the next generation. You'll get good at it, really good at it. Hey, then you'll get to film it and call it pornography, and people will pay you for it. Anything you practice. We should talk about this thing called social media for just a moment. You know, I'd kill the moment if I played it, but Maggie, would you please put the, and it's in today's pile of prep that no one reads any longer. Maybe you should go to MikeChurch.com and start reading the daily pile of prep. I try to update it every morning. There's this, we have all this bad that we can talk about. We can blame all the people we want. Let's pray for the repose of the souls of those 19 children and those two adults. Because we're Christian people and that's what we do. Eternal rest grant unto them, O God, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. It's a simple prayer. As a matter of fact, we have this thing in the Founders Trading Post store that you can get a copy of. I have one. I'm not going to lie to you or tell you I read it every day, but on a day like today, I probably should read it. The Purgatorian Manual from St. Alphonsus Liguori. We have it in hardback now, a great little hardback little book you can carry around with you. Get it at shop.mikechurch.com. But you can get the prayers online, I'm sure, gratis and free of charge. We should talk about social media for a moment. When Cynthia Frawley was producing this radio show back in 2008, and at the Sirius satellite radio, because the merger had gone through, but Mike Church Show was one of the last additions from the Patriot Channel to Sirius XM. Which rubbed a lot of you and me the wrong way, but it eventually happened. Cynthia told me at the time that, Mike, you need to open, you need to start doing social media. And this is in 2008, and I went, what is social media? What are you talking? What is that? She goes, you need to go get you a Facebook account, and you need to go get you a Twitter account. And she sent a couple other ones, and I went, I didn't even know what Twitter was. I had heard people talking about Pride Book. And so I did. Played the game, like many others did. Last 2 years ago, when Pride Book showed its hand, which they began shadow banning me in 2014. When they finally started deleting posts of mine about the new Christendom and what was really going on in many of the topics we were discussing in 2017, especially with President Trump, when they started deleting entire posts of mine and then telling me that I couldn't publish that because I was wrong, in 2018, I went, that's it. I am done. I am finished. I was tired of people messaging me that I didn't know on Pride Book and yelling at me and calling me names. I was tired of people posting all these comments and what have you and accusing me of things that I hadn't done, things that I was probably doing with my family and what have you here who didn't know me from Adam. I was tired of people messaging me that only wanted to use this radio show for their own purposes. They didn't give a rat's furry behind about the church family or me. They wanted to promote a book. You know, I might even fancy to say to some of the people that you don't hear here on this show anymore, that probably was them. God bless them. So I closed in 2017. I went, that's it, I'm done. I closed. I deleted my church show fan page. Deleted it. It's not there. I kept my personal page because it's attached to the Crusade Channel Pride Book page, Which, by the way, an ad on the Crusade Channel Pride Book page is how we found Barrett's producer, Justin Redmond. So you could say that Pride Book did deliver one good thing. But I don't go there anymore. I have no need for it. Don't. I completely was doing it every day. My little brother still lives his life vicariously on Pride Book. So then I took to Twitter. Twitter was also shadow banning me and people like me, meaning I was wasting my time. You publish something, you think, that's a really good comment. People are going to, yeah, but not if they can't see you. So I, earlier this year, we're in May now, at the beginning of this year, I left Twitter. I still do publish my Substack there, and everyone, I did the experiment. I said, let's see if the shadow ban is still working here. I'm going to publish, hey, you should all come and listen to the Crusade Channel preview stream, which should have tens of thousands. We should be expanding the preview channel every day. But information overload is one of the things that I believe is at work here. People in this fat, lazy, disgusting age of ours, if they can't push a single button and then have food shoveled into their mouth or radio delivered into their ears or video shoved into their eyeballs, don't have time for it. What do you mean? You want me to press three? You want me to hit three buttons? Dude, I don't have time to do that. So at the beginning of this year, seeing the folly of wasting my time on Twitter, I don't do Twitter anymore. Again, there's certain functions that I do. They're still shadow banning everything that I would put up there. And I just don't care. It does not matter to me. I still see many friends of mine just wasting their time day in, day out. Now, I'm talking to you about this because I believe it's related to the Ramos kid. Every single one of these mass murdering lunatics has multiple social media accounts. Why?